Beginning on July 1st, buying alcohol at a package store in Anchorage will require photo identification. Last night, the Anchorage Assembly approved the new law by a 10-to-1 margin. KSKA's Len Anderson has details.
There are some people who believe that this isn't going to do very much.
Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander, who, along with member Adam Trombley, sponsored the version of the photo ID requirement that finally won approval after several proposals, debate, and a voter advisory. Osiander said it was probably the 2-to-1 backing by voters in the April municipal election that was the overriding factor.
For me, there's an incredibly strong statement if the voters say do something. I actually had some skepticism that this would pass on the ballot. But when it did, that, in a sense, was a mandate for me. And I think for many of the Assembly members to do what the public had asked us to do.
Proponents say the photo ID law will help curb minors purchasing alcohol, as well as those the court has banned from buying alcohol because of driving or other convictions involving alcohol. Many of those individuals are ordered to carry driver's licenses bearing a red stripe. Opponents argue such people will simply use other photo IDs. Backers say if the ID check only stops a few individuals, it's still worthwhile. Osiander noted that Assemblymember Chris Birch, along with some testifying during the public hearing, urged electronic ankle bracelet monitoring rather than photo IDs.
In the end, I think the basic consensus was that that technology just wasn't there quite yet.
Birch was one of the 10 who voted for the ordinance. Bill Starr was the sole vote against. At an earlier May 10th Assembly meeting, Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler said he was unsure if the photo ID requirement usurped state law, which places no such demand on any businesses selling alcohol. After passage, Wheeler said in a phone conversation that, quote, those concerns have not been diminished by the passage of the ordinance. Wheeler also commented upon another issue that arose during the ID photo debate. Fairbanks has nearly twice as many residents with red stripe driver's licenses than Anchorage, which officially has just under 500. But over 1,000 Anchorage residents have court orders to obtain the red stripe licenses. Wheeler observed Anchorage has a large number of alcohol-related cases, including driving, assaults, and domestic abuse. The driving violations, about 2,000, are all misdemeanors. Felony situations fall to the state. There are also about 8,000 to 10,000 other alcohol-related cases coming before the municipal prosecutor. Unlike Fairbanks, where no alcohol is a common request, Wheeler says the municipality's demands vary.
There are a variety of tools that we have available to us for dealing with those issues in terms of both sentencing and treatment. Given that those options exist, the addition of the red stripe doesn't really change the playing field in terms of the options available to us. It doesn't add anything of real value at this point.
Wheeler also says many who are ordered to obtain red stripe licenses but don't are just like those whose license is suspended or revoked. They drive anyway. At a Wednesday press conference, Mayor Dan Sullivan says he has not yet determined how he regards the new requirement. He has 7 business days to decide whether or not he would like to attempt a veto in the face of that 10-to-1 margin. That is, if he were able to issue a veto. Mayor Sullivan owns a minority interest in a downtown bar, and the city ethics board must first determine if he has a conflict of interest. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.